My associates and I were involved in one of the biggest turnarounds in direct response history, going from abject failure into one of the longest running direct response campaigns ever run. I've spent the past 20 years assembling a dream team of associates to whom I'd like to introduce you first by way of a virtual introduction, and then secondly, by way of an actual introduction, if you are pleased to meet them in person. Some of them are media professionals we've worked with for many years to help my clients over the years, including one client. We helped launch a single product over $200 million in sales by making the right key media introductions. Good products have got to be in the hands of the top professionals that you can count on.
We've worked really well together for many, many years, and I will give a recommendation to you as to what you can do as one of the best, if not the best out there, if not the only person out there that will hold your hand when it's appropriate and kick you in the butt when you need it and tell you what's real and what's not real.
I launched Startup America News on national radio because too many small businesses and entrepreneurs today cannot expand or hire without access to the money they need for project development, sales, and marketing. My key media associates and I have found two solutions to help entrepreneurs move forward despite these major challenges. Today, it's often called crowdsourcing, but I call it targeted crowdsource networking because we only recruit from the top 100 plus media marketing executives in the country. I've spent 20 years crowdsourcing a team of media associates who sell products on TV, on radio, and online. What makes us so unique? We use the appeal of your product to target media company professionals to canvas who have been targeted by us for these reasons. One, they provide national TV or radio direct response sales on a commission of product sales basis. Or two, they buy product in volume at wholesale pricing. Or three, because they have a strong track record of success and are also affordable enough for almost every entrepreneur. Or four, because they are experts at raising money online to help our clients launch their products. Personally, I've been using targeted crowdsource networking long before companies such as Kickstarter, Indiegogo, or LinkedIn became great online tools to help make networking easier. The difference even today is that they don't provide either the targeting or hands-on help, teamwork, and experience that most entrepreneurs need to succeed. We now offer our integrated communication teams who understand the rapidly evolving communication environment and how to best use it within today's economic environment. We focus on building brands and reaching your target audience using a strategic mix of direct response, TV and radio, public relations, social media, crowdfunding, and experiential marketing. Our unique teams in both Southern and Northern California understand, develop, and execute strategies to deliver results for your brand, for your sales, and put your stamp on the market. First, we start every new relationship by listening carefully to you. Only then can we make proposals from which you can pick and choose or pass. From product or brand development to website, collateral, social media analysis, and media relations to managing events and trade shows, all the way to online and physical consumer marketing and blogger events, our dream team will be there for you from start to finish. Secondly, I want to introduce you to my most successful client because he used our mass media sales system better than anyone. So I'm offering his actual case study breakdown and explanation of the various component parts of a $200 million product launch as an audio-video textbook, which is designed to help you avoid mistakes that he made before we'd met. To understand today's marketing, it's so important to briefly refer to the origin of modern media direct response marketing. I've been involved in direct response advertising since the very dawn of the TV infomercial industry, and that's when I produced one of Tony Robbins' first TV commercials and found ways to help entrepreneurs use the appeal of their product to secure media by joint venturing. For nearly 20 years, I've traveled to media trade shows to do media marketing executive networking to introduce my clients' innovative products for both professional feedback and low-cost media joint ventures. Over the years, I learned that direct response works on the economics of helping the TV and radio outlets make money with their unsold inventory, and that media marketing executives use this unsold airtime to sell hundreds of millions of dollars worth of products every year, even billions of dollars, and products that may be like yours. In our ideal scene, we become an extension of your internal marketing team, easily accessible and nimble to make quick changes and always on a professional basis. We focus on communication and driving results for your brand. No matter what media or marketing method you use, you still need a compelling sales pitch because the media works just like a computer program. You know, garbage in, garbage out, right? Well, if you don't have the right sales pitch for your offer, the media just delivers it.
It's great to have a bellows. And you were my bellows. You stoked my fire as far as getting my company and my project off the ground. You introduced me to everybody, and without which the wind would have blown my fire out because time was just working against me. And the fact that you came into my life when you did was that bellows, that there was still a spark left, and I was able to blow that spark into a very big fire and burn the house down. The reality is I did.
Now, that's a hot product launch. And so you can think, well, sure, he had a hot product and anybody could have launched it successfully. But actually, before we met, he had tried it alone not once but twice and told me he considered himself a miserable failure.
I'm the example of tried it before I met you and I failed twice before I met you. Then we happened to meet you at that point in time. We were down with our fulfillment company and here's this guy, and what does he do? He works in connection with the direct response industry, helps people get involved, and teaches them the industry from what I sat in your seminar, and we went to lunch that day. Mm-hmm. I actually ran out of breath before you ran out of steam. We talked to so many people. I had so many contracts coming across. I got a phone call one day sitting in Pasadena, California, sitting in my truck, doing my construction company, and it was one of the companies you had introduced me to, calling me on my cell phone saying, I need another product to go on Value Vision. So he had two, needed a third. So I said, fine, we made the inventory. We sent it out to Minnesota, and we presented for the first time to the public. And we sold out within 5 minutes. I came home all excited, and that was, you know, the beginning of a $200 million run.
What does a $200 million run like that mean to you? Well, finding the right connections is the reason product makers travel to trade shows. But trade show networking has been changing, especially ever since I started working as a virtual trade show to enable professional network, like I say, long before LinkedIn even existed. Everything you need happens at trade shows, but the amount of money and time it takes to cover them makes it difficult to find the best media partners.
So how do you distinguish what are the right media companies for you? Because there's so many different ones. Because I think that's how we see ourselves, is to be a virtual trade show of looking at all the possibilities and boiling it down to the industry leaders and the key people.
I would agree with that, and I'd take it one step further. I mean, you introduced me to so-and-so, who introduced me to so-and-so, and finally I wound up, but it was all my original connections. If you take everything back down, comes to our luncheon meeting. Okay, before I met you, there was no one that I really had met. Even the person who I had met to meet my producer was someone you had introduced me to. So it was a chain of events. I mean, I remember the person you had introduced me to, who introduced me to that person. That's how I finally wound up with the people I have now that I work with. We've worked really well together for many, many years. And I will give a recommendation to you as to what you can do as one of the best, if not the best out there, if not the only person out there that will hold your hand when it's appropriate and kick you in the butt when you need it and tell you what's real and what's not real.
Now, he made that statement after I had introduced him to all the top marketing professionals in media marketing. Anything worth doing is worth doing with the best you can find, whether in direct response, social media, crowdfunding, publicity, retail, or more. The media world is constantly changing and evolving, and so are we, along with our team members that I assemble to help my clients achieve their goals. But some principles remain the same. It takes somebody's money to make money. Four things are required to create a hit direct response product. Those things are product, media, money, and most importantly, is a unique selling proposition. Now, all four of those things don't have to come from under the same roof. Next, he's going to talk about how important that first $50,000 was to help his media expansion. But that money didn't come out of his pocket, but rather from the first sales of his product instead.
I went on the air and we sold out the 5,000 units. And we then had a $50,000 a month cash flow in which to build the business. And in January of 97, we launched. And by the end of January, we were doing $1 million a month on television very, very profitably. Only to go, how come I got so much money in the bank?
Today, thanks to crowdfunding, as you can hear from our crowdfunding success story shows, a lot more entrepreneurs are asking themselves, how come I have so much money in the bank? Helping entrepreneurs develop pitches is something at which we are very experienced.
So what we did is we went to QVC with Restore 4 and did the same shtick. We did about $83,000 net in airing dollars. So I took that money and made a long-form infomercial, which really put us over the top as far as financially, and we've never looked back since then. What was very interesting is in that process, finally launched into retail, and our first round was in Costco, and that we made our first $1 million in Costco. Give you progression. We did $300,000 our first year. We did $7 million. We did $15 million. We did $42 million. We did $63 million in 2001, and you hit a huge peak. You'll hit like $200,000-$300,000 or more. And in year four, we hit $485,000 a week profitably in its fourth year. And we just kept tweaking it a little bit. We changed the offer, we changed the look of it. It never died, it never just ended. And it was continuously on the air for 5 years, never off for a day.
Well, as you can see, simply changing the words in your pitch to describe how your product works can make all the difference. Before we met, my client had been calling his product a cleaner before we decided to call it a restorer and found our niche.
Products don't sell themselves. Isn't it more about the unique selling proposition?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's very, very simple, the analogy of a cleaner versus a restorer. You know, I had a guy look at me saying, how the heck are you going to sell a tile cleaner for $20? The truth is you don't sell a tile cleaner for $20. You can sell a restorer for $20 because what's it cost to replace a bathtub? A couple $1,000 to rip it out and do all the plumbing and everything else. What's it cost to replace a shower? What's it cost to replace a sink? So our concept was to save the money from replacing. Actually, our trademark slogan was don't replace it, restore it. There's a concept. There's a niche.
The process of finding your niche is not always easy because too many entrepreneurs either don't have the time or skill set to do their own social media, or they don't have the money to travel to trade shows or buy advertising. Even if we can get it for them, 90% off media rate cards. But when you reach a point of having your niche, your pitch, and your commercial lined up, it can seem like a dream come true. And that's what I ask him to talk about next.
Is this analogy true that a working commercial or infomercial is kind of like a sales robot? In life, we're all limited to how many hours we have in the day. But when you capture that perfect sales pitch, and you put it up in the media and you go to sleep.
How would you like to make 35 grand a night in your sleep? Because that's what I was doing on a bad night. And on a good night, I was making a couple hundred grand a night. It's actually better than that because it's when you're awake going to the bathroom, it's still working. And when you're sleeping, it's still working. And when you're having lunch, it's still working.
Fishing.
It's still out there. So it does. It's not only at night. You're waking up. You really don't know how much you've made because it's still working. We were selling 2,000-3,000 units on a Monday morning, which is crazy off television. And by the end of the day, the numbers were nuts. And on a good weekend day, we were doing 10,000-15,000 units on a Saturday. You know, like $20 a pop. I mean, doing $750,000 a week, there's not too many in history that have done those kind of numbers. Like Tybo exceeded that. I mean, Coral Calcium right now has exceeded that. But as a whole, to go to that level and stay there with the margin.
Large profit margins are only possible when you are actively selling the features and benefits of your product rather than selling your product on price alone. One of the ways that we have gotten the cost of marketing down to the bare bones minimum, but not less than is ideal for the good of your product launch, is to use the appeal of your product as one of the currencies with which we secure media.
Marketing costs money, you know. I don't know of any other way to do it but with money. Mm-hmm. What we try to do is get the cost down to the bare bones minimum, but not less than is ideal for the product launch within the industry to do the networking. Mm-hmm. Do you agree that you do have to make some investment in order to market a product?
The reality is, it's again, comes down to common sense. It's one of those things that when you sit down and look at what you do, you're a fool to try it alone. This is an industry that will eat you up and spit you out no matter how tough you are, and I'm a pretty tough guy when it comes to business. It was eating me up. And the reality is I was about to quit till I met you. There's a lot to know about the industry. We learned it. It's not that difficult. Most of it's common sense, but not a lot of people have common sense. But if you have a handful of common sense or a pound of it at least, you can probably do well in this industry.
We really don't mind working with appealing products on a commission basis, but only if the product maker is truly committed to the project and has the tools of the marketing trade that a product has to have in place so our team isn't spinning our wheels and wasting our time or theirs. Now, before we move on from direct response to our other marketing options, such as social media, radio networking, publicity, crowdfunding, and more, I have one final question about the importance of making a true commitment to your project for my client, Jeff.
What would your life be like today if you had quit after those first disastrous tests?
I'd still be driving 10 to 15,000 miles a month in LA doing my construction business. Life changes tremendously when you have money. And it's, I'll give you an example. One of our sister schools was about to go bankrupt. So I just wrote a check to save the school. My wife wanted this farm. I just wrote a check to buy the farm. My wife wanted a Lexus. I got a lot of Lexus. People who need help, you can help. When you want to make a business decision, you want to buy a company, you can buy a company. Time changes. You know, your kids can go and do what they want to do. You know, I haven't changed much as far as my values or anything else. It's just my ability to touch other people's lives has changed tremendously.
That's exactly what knowing the right professionals can do for you and your project. The best news I've learned that will help today's entrepreneurs, I learned at a recent media conference I attended called the Great Ideas Summit. And there I discovered that the media executives are now looking at crowdfunding as the hottest new form of direct response media for pre-selling products, for customer feedback, and for developing your all-important niche. That's why I say that today, for large companies or small, crowdfunding can help them all. My publicity associate for both new and traditional media is Ranjini Mukhopadhyay, who's the media pro behind the crowdfunding success story of a model project that's definitely worth learning about. That's why I interviewed Ranjini about the exciting product launch of a little product named Stick and Find. Now, as you listen to Ranjini talk about how she helped one client raised nearly $1 million by pre-selling enough to produce Stick and Find in volume. As you're listening, I'm also going to show you some of the other services we offer entrepreneurs for social media, publicity, and crowdfunding. Top research shows that when it comes to marketing today, crowdfunding is the express elevator. So if you're interested in going up from wherever you are today, listen to Crowdfunding Success Stories and learn from my associate, Ranjini Mukhopadhyay, and what she can do to put the crowd into crowdfunding.
The background of Stick and Find is that they were able to raise the $930,000 on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding platform. And they released actually two other products as well, which is called Meterplug and Blue Tracker. And so they're raising money on Indiegogo for those products as well. They first pursued Kickstarter, and they were rejected by Kickstarter. And then they went to Indiegogo and raised nearly $1 million there.
Well, tell me a little bit about that process. How did that come about?
When you go to Indiegogo, you have options of funding a project. And there's a lot of different types of projects on Indiegogo. There's no limitation. Some of them are personal. Some of them are technical. Some of them are people needing help starting a new business. But Indiegogo, Stick and Find falls into the kind of gadget categories. There are three options. You can fund them in several different ways. But when you're funding them, basically you're giving them early capital so that they can go into production. So they were able to go into production in December because of all the money they raised on Indiegogo. So the people who contributed money on Indiegogo, they are the ones that are going to get the first product when it comes out in March. If you look at any successful Indiegogo campaign, there's always a video. And that's really to appeal to the consumer and really explain to them, you know, why they should be funding the project and giving them an overview of what the project can do. You can always look at a picture, but for a project like Stick and Find, it's really nice to see it in action.
We are committed to listening to the small business and crowdfunding community. Do you have a question about crowdfunding? I'd love to hear it. Hey, it may even end up being a question in our next newscast. Helping people monetize their content, products, and startups is what we do here at Startup American News. You can email me, Mike@startupamericannews.org. That's startupamericannews.org. Or go to our website of the same name, startupamericannews.org. I'm Mike Hayes. Thanks for joining us.